We are looking at an intensity in the conflict, an intensity in the shelling, the bombing, the firing that we have not faced before. We are facing today, the conflicts have changed. Now civilians are targeted, humanitarian workers are targeted. The United Nations, the ICRC are no longer protected by the emblems and the flags that used to represent peace. We are targeted in order to stay out of a terrain and for mass killings to take place in what the killers think would be impunity. Every time you see a shelling, a bombing, a firing, just keep in mind that a high percentage, and I would say ballpark figure is 12 to 15% of what is fired does not explode right away, and it will explode later on. Cluster munitions are increasingly used, whether in Yemen or in Syria, that exposes the populations to increased risks.
So what's your message to the international community, perhaps to the humanitarian agencies as well? Do you get the feeling that they are paying enough attention to your needs on the ground? Because it must be incredibly expensive to go in and clear these areas.
It does not have to be always expensive. We are extremely innovative and extremely creative in educating communities to go to places where access is not given to us. However, yes, when it comes to clearance of cluster munitions, if we do that well, we do that with equipment that will protect those who clear.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, do you feel that UNMAS's work is integrated into the humanitarian approach in places like Syria, even in Croatia, where there are still landmines, fields of landmines? Do you feel that's happening?
We are increasingly integrated in humanitarian operations. Our great partners are OCHA, the Office for Humanitarian Affairs, as well as the Office for the High Commissioner for Refugees call on us on a regular basis, precisely because all these movements of populations are unsafe. They are crossing contaminated areas, their homes are contaminated every time a building collapses, and civilians are trying to rescue others. Actually, they die in trying to rescue their neighbors. So what we do is really carry out risk education campaigns. We distribute leaflets. We use women. Women are tremendously important for us.
With global estimates of anti-personnel landmines being around 100 million, a stockpile, let's just talk about the Ottawa Convention and the international agreement, well, that you'd like to see to get rid of them. How confident are you that that is going to be put into place, even though, as you're suggesting, the agreement has expanded so much that it's moved far beyond landmines to cluster munitions, for example?
Well, the Ottawa Convention, the Mine Ban Convention, has succeeded. We have a decrease in the number of victims.
Apart from the major signatories who haven't signed it.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is the number of victims has decreased, the number of countries declared mine-free has increased, and we are moving in the right direction. What we see, however, is that the nature of the weaponry has changed. And if you take a country like Afghanistan, in Afghanistan, you have less than 200 victims a year right now of landmines. However, I think the ballpark figure is something like 4,500 victims of IEDs, improvised explosive devices. The targeting of civilians with these explosive weapons is deliberate. Now we see new things. We see barrel bombs in Syria. We see an increased use of cluster munitions. That is somehow new also. We thought that the cluster munition convention would somehow tame the use of cluster munitions. It was true until recently. It is no longer true. We see cluster munitions in Darfur. We see cluster munitions in Yemen. We see cluster munitions used in Syria. So that exposes us to new terrains and new areas of work and an increased density of contamination that we will have to clear.